Diana Ross there with Chain Reaction. I thought that would be a great song to introduce my next speaker, because I'm talking really about, I suppose, chain reactions, the chains of supply. How do we get some of the stuff that's in our cupboards, in our wardrobes? When you got dressed this morning, did you give a thought of where your clothes came from? I'm not talking about the shop or the online store, the outlet you brought it from. I'm actually referring to the fabric that the clothes are made of. It's Fair Trade Fortnight at the moment. It runs until Sunday, and we're all being encouraged to think fair trade, lots of products. We know about fair trade wine, chocolate, you know, coffee, bananas. But what about fair trade school uniforms? To tell us more, I'm joined by Andy Ashcroft from Cool Schools. They supply fair trade school uniforms made in Mauritius from fair trade cotton grown in India. Lovely to meet you, Andy.
Lovely to meet you too, Kathy. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you're over to do an evening. I read it in the diary. But fair trade cotton, It sort of makes sense when you think about it. I've never thought about it before.
It does. And of course, it's one of the commodities that is fair trade, but not many people know about it, to be fair.
Yeah.
We've been working now with Fair Trade Cotton for the last 8 years. It was one of the commodities under fair trade that was introduced sort of later, so in 2005, 2006. But I think one of the reasons that fair trade cotton has not taken off in the way that bananas, chocolate, cocoa, tea, coffee have, is because of the complexity of the supply chain. And that's the difficulty. So many of factories involved in the production of clothes. And of course, every single bit of that factory chain under fair trade has to carry a fair trade license and be certified to handle fair trade cotton. And therein lies the challenge for, say, many of the big brands that are not quite so keen on selling fair trade clothes, unfortunately.
Can you sit a little bit back from the mic? A little bit back. That's it. Excellent, because you're just sort of over-modulating a little bit. That's a good word, isn't it? We talked about chains. You talked about chains there. Chain reaction. Because it is about the chain, isn't it? Just remind us what fair trade is.
So at source, fair trade is something that helps small farmers in developing countries that produce many of the commodities that we like to consume. So bananas, cocoa beans, coffee, tea, so on and so forth. And in our case, it's cotton farmers in developing countries. Mm. All of our fair trade cotton comes from India. Now, the cotton story in India is a very sad one, unfortunately. Over the last 20 years, upwards of 250,000, a quarter of a million cotton farmers have committed suicide in India as the result of the fluctuating world price of cotton. Now, how does that work? So if you're a small farmer in one of the areas that we visited a few years ago, and we visited India to speak to our fair trade farmers and many farmers that aren't fair trade, when you're talking about very, very poor regions of the world, as is the region of Odisha in India that produces the cotton for our garments, farmers look to cash crops sometimes to increase their incomes, and it can be quite drastic in terms of the increase, but also the reduction when they're looking at how they can escape that sort of poverty cycle, if you like. So in the case of cotton, they enter a year, they see that the cotton price is high, so they borrow money from the money lenders to plant their harvest. Mm-hmm. But of course, 6, 7, 8 months later, when they're reaping the harvest, the cotton price has gone down, and they find themselves with barely enough money to pay the money lenders back. And that has led to a really tragic ongoing cycle.
So if it's fair trade cotton, obviously they're going to be getting a fair price for it. That's the whole point.
That's absolutely right. They get a fair price, but they also get another benefit from being part of the fair trade chain, which is something called the fair trade social premium. And that's probably the bit of fair trade that not so many people know about. But every time we buy a fair trade product, so if, let's say, for example, we're looking at a Kit Kat with a fair trade mark.
Chocolate and biscuit bars are available.
yeah, absolutely. But let's look at that one in particular. So we might pay, say, 60 pence for that in the shops. About 10% of that money goes right to the other end of the supply chain, to the cocoa farmers in the Ivory Coast that produce the cocoa beans. And they receive that money, and they are empowered to spend it themselves. So in other words, in our cotton chain, all of the garments that we sell are fair trade cotton garments, but we have no say over how that social premium premium is spent. It's for the cotton farmers themselves to decide how they can, because they know how to improve their communities best. And that's the wonderfully empowering thing about fair trade.
And we are hearing in our morning thoughts on Radio Jersey this week from Tony Allchurch and other people involved in fair trade, including some schools, St George's School. And on Thursday, we're going to be hearing from a student at Jersey College for Girls. And they have picked up, actually, that some of the speakers, I've already recorded some of them, they've picked up on this premium that so much of it is spent in the community, providing things like schools and better roads and water, healthcare, all those things. Mm-hmm. So it's real. If we're buying fair trade, we're really helping not just one or two people, whole communities, some of whom are not involved in farming at all, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the farming cooperatives can spend that money on all sorts of things, all the things you've mentioned. Also, better farming techniques, more efficient use of water. So, you know, the world's your oyster, really. And, and of course, it's a totally audited supply chain. So all of the elements of our supply chain, all the factories involved in the clothing manufacture, also the farming cooperatives themselves, will be spot audited to make sure that, you know, they're not abusing the money that's coming to them through the fair trade chain. And that's and that obviously gives consumers that additional bit of confidence that when they buy something with the fair trade mark, they are, you know, there's an integrity to the fair trade movement and that fair trade mark that means that, you know, over 90% of, you know, consumers recognize it and see value in that brand.
You mentioned the chain, though, because we all like a bargain, don't we? And if you buy something really cheap, maybe from a clothing outlet, it may not be fairly traded at all, probably isn't. So, I mean, getting all those different bits, that as cool schools, you're into that, are you? Making sure that, you know, not just the grower, but the one that sort of does the making up of the clothes and all that. Is that why you are in India and Mauritius and all other parts?
Yeah, so, you know, to take you very quickly through our supply chain, so we start off with the cotton farmers in India, then the cotton goes to a ginning factory, that's where they clean the cotton. Then it is spun into yarn, so now we're talking about fair trade organic cotton yarn, that then goes on a boat to Mauritius. In Mauritius, it's knitted together with polyester, made into fabric, then it's dyed by a different factory, then it's what we call cut, make and trim, which is the final cutting of the material, and it's sewed together by seamstresses, and then it ends up on our door. And of course, that's another reason why fair trade cotton has not been such a successful commodity, is because every single bit of that chain, every factory has to be fair trade licensed. They have to be signed up to minimum fair trade minimum standards, which means no child labour, no enforced overtime of the workers, good safe health and safety conditions, and so on. So it is a challenge to put a chain together of that kind. But we reckon, as a small company, if we can do it, perhaps some of the bigger brands should make perhaps more of an effort.
You say you're a small company. How long have you been going?
So we've been going since 2010. We achieved our fair trade license in 2010. We grew slowly for the first 5 years. We were lucky enough to get some equity investment from some social investors on board in 2015, 2016. So that's enabled us to sort of broaden our model. And we now, although it's in skeletal form, we're able to sell. We actually sell nationwide now in the UK. And we're based in Southampton, and our fastest growing market is Scotland. So
really? And that's where you came from, wasn't it?
That's right. That's where I was trapped until Saturday. Yeah.
Trapped in the snow. So you've been here in Jersey. What have you been doing? Apart, you're going to do this meeting tonight, I know, but what else have you been doing?
Yep. So we arrived, and we've had a good meeting with some members of the Jersey Fairtrade Island Group today. We've just done a very good A-level geography session with the students at Oakley School. Now we're talking to you, and then later on we'll be doing a fair trade wine and cheese tasting with the Island Group later this evening.
That's at Church House.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so I'll be doing a presentation at that about our project, and actually showing the gathering also, as I did with Oakley School just now. The Fairtrade Foundation's new film about the new Fairtrade textile standard and about Fairtrade cotton. So this is another, you know, sort of the Fair Trade Foundation are trying to raise the profile of fair trade cotton as we speak, and the new film is a very impactful film. Tony, who's
I'm presuming it's on their website as well.
It will be shortly. Yeah. I think after Fair Trade Fortnight it will be up. Yeah.
And you've got a garment there in front of you, and both Emma Jane and I. Emma Jane helps me on production and brought you into the studio, and we were both touching it, and it feels like any other garment, really. What a surprise.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we tried and hopefully succeeded at the start of the project, knowing that using only ethical factories and only fair trade cotton, we can't be the absolute cheapest. That would rather defeat the object if our garments were very cheap. So we decided that that the way to make progress with our project is to produce good quality garments, but at affordable prices. And, you know, touch wood, we've managed to achieve that.
So what garments are you producing now for school use?
So our core range are fair trade cotton polyester mix, because for the schools market, of course, they're frequent wash. So you have to have the polyester in. Then you don't get the shrinkage issues, and the mums can pull them out of the tumble dryer. And if they want, they don't have to iron them and so on. So it's polos, sweatshirts, hoodies, cardigans, sweatshirt, fleece material cardigans, and t-shirts. So that's the core range. But that, of course, it applies to primaries, junior schools throughout the UK, and also we do a lot of fair trade leavers, school hoodies, for example. Those are very, very popular, with the school logo and the number of the year on the back, with all the names inside.
Yeah, so that people buy that when they're leaving. So it's the class of 19.
That's it.
Or
exactly.
The class of 2018, whatever it will be. Yeah. So you've got quite a lot of schools already doing that.
Absolutely. In the UK, we've got over 40 schools in Scotland, for example, about 150 plus schools altogether, and that's growing exponentially since we were able to bring investment into our project, which has enabled us to set up an embroidery operation in our HQ in Southampton, and also bring in stock for the first time so that we can sell online to parents.
Okay, so the stock comes in from India, then Mauritius, and all those that you explained, and then so if we want, whatever school jersey, class of 20, that all gets done in England.
That's right.
It?
Yeah, it does. So we do. We,
so that's
we
providing have a, that's providing work here in the UK in the UK as well.
It is. Yeah.
Fantastic. So,
and we obviously we want to employ fair trade employer standards throughout our chain, including. Yeah, in the UK.
Are you hoping, I'm guessing you wouldn't be coming to Jersey, Andy, if you weren't hoping that some of the schools here who've already sort of committed to fair trade might be thinking, this is something we could be part of as well?
Yeah, we would like to do that, Cathy, and we're very grateful to the Jersey Fair Trade Lion Group for inviting us over for this 2-day visit. We have three schools on the agenda, and the idea is to really make schools aware of fair trade uniform and the wider benefits of students wearing garments, and that's another, I suppose, key, if you like, USP of our project. So we just don't supply the uniform to schools, and as I'm doing over the next couple of days, where you go into schools and we teach the students what being part of a fair trade chain actually means. We teach them about the benefits to the cotton farmers, and as you know well, Cathy, the developing country clothing industry is a highly exploitative one still, sadly, in the world.
Lots of children still involved.
Absolutely.
Children who should be in school. Involved in basically slave labour.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was we had a nice splash in one of the Scottish Sundays this last weekend, and all of that came through a parent in just outside of Glasgow who sat up one day and said, I'm not prepared to have my clothing, my kids' clothing made by other children. Yeah. So went to the parent council and said, right, what are the ethical alternatives? Because we should be thinking about these things. And, that's great news for our ears, of course, when we have parents and consumers actually driving the agenda, driving the fair trade agenda.
So it's really grassroots then.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Mm. So tonight, there'll be opportunity, I suppose, for people to talk to you as well after you've done the wine and cheese evening. And it will be fair trade wine and cheese, I understand,
It will be fair trade wine. then. I'm not sure fair trade cheese is available, but it'll be as fairly traded as it possibly can be, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's tonight at Church House. Yeah. If people don't know where that is, it's opposite the town church, 7 o'clock. Plenty of parking in town at that time of day. £10 is payable at the door, and that all goes towards the Jersey Fair Trade Ireland group.
Yeah.
And you are going to chat. What are you going to just do a presentation?
I'm going to do a presentation, and I'm actually going to show the gathering also the new Fairtrade Foundation film to sort of set the scene, and then I'll give them a little bit more about our project, obviously.
Well, let us know. I'm sure Tony Oldchurch, who's quietly sitting in the corner there smiling, who's brought you in, I'm sure he'll tell us if you're going to come back as well, and tell us if more people have decided to take this up. It's interesting, isn't it? You look at like your clothing, you take it out, you don't give it a second thought. But what you're saying is we should.
Absolutely. We should, and we should learn about where our clothes come from. And we should ask questions when we don't know where they come from. And we should ask questions about why and how they can be so cheap.
Yeah. If something's cheap, there's probably something in that chain that we need to sort of think, okay.
That often is the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in, Andy.
Pleasure.
And talking to us. Andy Ashcroft is from, I love it, Cool Schools. And it's K-O-O-L-S.
Yeah, we're bad spellers, as we tell all the school children that we speak to.
Andy will be the guest speaker tonight, as I said, at Church House, 7 o'clock for the Wine and Cheese Evening, part of Fair Trade Fortnight. Really talking about fair traded cotton from India, made into school uniforms, and then other items in Mauritius, which is available now. And you've got an online thing as well, I'm guessing,
yep,
and all that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for coming in and chatting to us. Lovely to meet you.
It's a pleasure. You too. Thank you.